Track 23.
Jim Tork is editor of the monthly automobile magazine Steering Wheel, and he's here to tell us about a recent study they've done.
Hello.
Now, let's start with how you went about your study.
Well, we picked four similar cars in four different categories and compared a number of features. To ensure objectivity, we refer to them here as vehicles 1, 2, 3 and 4.
OK, so tell us what you looked at.
Well, we tried to balance the good with the bad. For instance, the first car we tested had quite comfortable seats, was well finished, but the passengers complained that it was cramped, especially in the back seat. It proved very economical on fuel, so good for city driving.
But not the car for tall people, eh? And the next one?
Well, by contrast, when it came to petrol consumption, vehicle 2 proved far from economical, but did have the advantage that you could go from 0 to 100 in only 8.2 seconds. Good on the corners, so good road holding, but definitely not cheap at $85,000.
Bet I can guess what car that was.
Well, our findings on vehicle 3 were quite interesting. It appeared to be good value for money and so looked attractive, but in fact, we found that many standard features are not included in the price, such as air conditioning and remote locking, so the buyer needs to be aware of this.
Yes, I've noticed that many manufacturers now include a lot of things that you used to have to pay for.
Exactly. By contrast, vehicle 4 had a great many features included in the price, and so is good value for money. But our test drivers found that they were not able to see well through the rear window, especially when reversing. So this is a potential danger and something we felt the manufacturers had overlooked.